It is the 4th of July weekend. What are the fireworks going to look like tonight? What is the song that we need to hear? Today we begin a summer of Sunday services of songs, focused on songs. Each Sunday this summer we're going to take as our point of departure a song or a hymn or another piece of music, and we'll explore what we might learn if we take that song as our guide. It seems inevitable because of the holiday that we have to pick a song about our country for today's service. So many patriotic songs to choose from. There's no shortage of them. God bless America. My country, tis of thee. Star Spangled Banner and America the Beautiful. Stars and Stripes Forever. Wow. You know, I don't want to sing any of those songs this morning. There's nothing wrong with them. You know, I'm just not sure that I'm in a Hooray USA kind of mood. Right? So how about a song that's critical of our country? How about that? How about a song that's critical? I happen to know a bunch of those. There's one by a songwriter named Todd Snyder called This Land Is Our Land, and it's his, embedded in it is kind of a critique of the Woody Guthrie song, This Land Is Your Land. He imagines that if you're an indigenous person in that country and you're listening to white people sing that song, that it might not be the greatest thing. So he wrote a song that is called This Land Is Our Land. And one of the verses goes like this. Hey, red man, don't you waste our time. We're young and strong, got hills to climb. There's a lot of room, but we need it all for slave trade and shopping malls gonna build. Big factories for paper plates and plastic trees, styrofoam and antifreeze. This land is our land. It's not exactly subtle, is it? I really like that about it. I like that it doesn't pull any punches about American imperialism and colonialism and capitalism. I really like that about it. And I'm not sure that it's the song that we, those of us gathered here today, need to hear this morning. So what about something that's maybe not quite so much in your face? Something with a little subtlety. What I'd really like during this summer when we're focusing on songs are songs that help me to feel new things or go to places that idea-wise or spirit-wise or emotion-wise I wouldn't get to without that song's help. So songs that come to mind for me are, well, there's a couple of really nice ones that are by Paul Simon, one called American Tune, and there's another one that called Just America, right? Both of them are very interesting songs about the country. There's a nice Phil Oakes song called The Power and the Glory. Maybe you know that one. Another song that comes to mind for me is Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. You remember that one? You remember how the Ronald Reagan presidential campaign used that as their theme song for a while, and Bruce Springsteen had to send them a cease and desist letter? Because the Republican Party didn't realize they weren't really listening to the words of that particular song. It's telling a story that's pretty critical, actually, of the violence that we're wedded to as a country and the way we treat our veterans when they come back from a war and the way we send people to war. It's really very critical about that. Being born in the USA doesn't mean that it's all, what? Beer and hot dogs. I'm 10 years burning down the road, nowhere to run, ain't got nowhere to go. I was talking with a friend of mine about this quest of mine to find a song to sing for today's service. And as we were talking, they made me consider why I like those songs that are a bit critical of the country. I think sometimes I find comfort in songs that are critical of the country because they reaffirm my critique of the country. They, I think, make me feel comfortable in my self-righteousness. I'm not sure that what we need in this country is more people comfortable in their self-righteousness. Self-righteousness separates us from others. It sets up an us and them situation. And sometimes what's called for is political protest and being up in people's faces. But I also think that what we need in this country is more connection with one another rather than less. So meditating on that question, a song came to me. And along with it came the image of, well, the situation where I was when I first heard the song. I was driving down a road one evening in Mount Pleasant, one of Mount Pleasant's arrow straight roads. There are nothing but arrow straight roads in Mount Pleasant. It's the flattest place I've ever lived. I was listening to the college radio station sponsored by Central Michigan University called The Mount, Summit of Sound, the Summit of Sound, which I always enjoyed being as it originates in the flattest place that I've ever lived. As I was driving down this road, this song came on the radio on the college station. And I was just so moved by it. And as soon as I got home, I called up the station to find out what the heck that song was. Where did that come from? It's a pretty simple song. It's by a band that I had never heard of before called The Alternate Roots. And it's a song called Nothing More, and it goes something like this.
To be humble, to be kind, it is the giving of the peace in your mind. To a stranger, to a friend, to give in such a way that has no end. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other when the day is done. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. To be bold, to be brave, it is the thinking that the heart can still be saved. And the darkness can come back quick, the dangers in the anger and the hanging on to it. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other when the day is done. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. Tell me what it is that you see, a world that's full of endless possibilities. Heroes don't look like they used to, they look like you do. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other when the day is done. We are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other.
So that's the song I heard going down the road. It was used in the opening ceremonies later on, I think a couple months after I heard it, in the opening ceremonies of the 2014 Winter Olympics. It got used on the TV show NCIS on CBS. I don't know how that works, but there you go. But the thing to know about this song is that it was written by this band for a not-for-profit group called Newtown Kindness. Newtown Kindness was created by the parents of Charlotte Bacon, who was 6 years old when she was killed in the 2012 mass shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. knowing that about this song changes the experience of the song for me. I mean, I already found it inspiring, but now it just seems so much deeper. How do we keep moving in the wake of tragedy? I think that's the question confronting the songwriters when they were writing this song. The song says, "The darkness can come back quick. The danger's in the anger and the hanging on to it." I don't think the song is telling us not to feel angry, but I think it's trying to remind us that anger isn't all of who we are. The lines that I like best in that song are in the bridge. They're the lines, "Heroes don't look like they used to, they look like you do." Which seems like a huge shift. And to recognize that sometimes just moving on is a heroic thing. It doesn't take somebody with, well, I don't know, some special abilities able to do something that nobody else can do. That's not heroism. Heroism is just to be bold and to be brave. Heroism is maybe just thinking that we need one another and that we need to pay attention to how we treat one another. Maybe heroism is acting with simple, humble kindness. And this doesn't feel like a simple, sentimental idea to me, even though it might seem that way if I was just like reading it on a greeting card or something like that. Maybe it's simple to sing it, but to give the peace of your mind to a stranger or a friend, how often do we actually do that? How easy actually is that? Doesn't that take a kind of heroism? I think it's natural in this country to feel a bit fearful right now. I think there are people in this country who want to keep us fearful, who want us to be afraid of one another, who want us to be nervous about stepping foot outside of our own homes. I think they want that because a fearful people are a more easily controlled people. So what does resistance to that look like? I think in part it's just keeping faith in the belief that the heart can still be saved. In part it's looking at our world and seeing it, despite everything, as full of possibilities. We are peace, we are war, we are love, we are one. We are how we treat each other. We are how we treat each other and nothing more. What if there was nothing more American than kindness?